Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Jim Monroe, the Senior Director of Communications with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The U.S. International Trade Commission has published its analysis of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and the impact it can be expected to have on the U.S. economy. First of all, a little bit of background. Just how important is the U.S. International Trade Commission's analysis and why?
Well, it's important because it's a required step before Congress can consider a new trade agreement. So it's an important milestone towards ratification of the agreement, which we support. So very positive that we've reached that milestone and that we're continuing to move forward in the process. We fully support ratification of the agreement. It preserves zero tariff trade, pork trade in North America for the long term, and that's obviously very important to U.S. pork producers.
What have been the USITC's main conclusions? What is the significance of those findings, and how do those findings compare with the National Pork Producers Council's assessment of the agreement?
Well, the conclusion for the report was that it would be beneficial for the U.S. economy. We agree with that. We have seen the benefits of free trade in North America through the previous North American trade agreement. U.S. pork exports to Canada and Mexico have grown exponentially, since the early 90s when the original trade agreement was formed. And this agreement preserves zero tariff trade, and that's what we wanted to see, and that's what it provides for the long term.
How is this finding expected to influence support for ratification of the agreement in the U.S.?
Well, I think it certainly reinforces the benefits that the U.S. economy will derive across a variety of sectors. And so we're glad to see an agreement that preserves those benefits. And again, zero tariff pork trade in North America is something very important to our members.
What will be happening moving forward, and what involvement will the NPPC be making, and how?
Well, first of all, I should mention that there's an important issue that needs to be resolved that likely before USMCA will be ratified by the three countries, and that is the trade disputes that exist because of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum coming from Mexico and from Canada. Right now, we're facing trade retaliation from Mexico because of those tariffs. So there's a 20% punitive tariff on U.S. pork. We are not facing retaliation from Canada, but that could change. They could decide to carousel the list of products that they have retaliation against, and pork could end up on that list. So we remain very concerned about those metal tariffs. And, based on comments from, the three countries and including, members of Congress in the United States, we're very likely to see quick progress on USMCA until that issue is resolved. So that's an important matter. We feel like aside from that, there's good support. We intend to monitor the vote in Congress when it gets to a vote very, very closely. This agreement is incredibly important to our U.S. pork producers, and we intend to manage it as a key vote, meaning we're going to be watching very carefully who supports this agreement and who doesn't.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think the only other thing I would add is that U.S. pork is facing headwinds in a number of export markets. Japan, fortunately, the good news is that the United States is currently in negotiations for a trade agreement with Japan. That cannot move fast enough for us. They have recently implemented new trade agreements with other countries, including the countries of the European Union and those that are participating in the TPP-11 agreement. And that is already causing the United States to lose market share in the pork market in Japan, because we don't have the terms that those countries have. So we need to get back on a level playing field and form a new trade agreement with Japan as quickly as possible. And so USMCA, getting that ratified, getting a new agreement with Japan, and from there expanding export opportunities to other countries where we have amazing export opportunities, you know, great demand for our product. That's what we want to see happen.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Jim Monroe, the Senior Director of Communications with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.